things we've never seen before. Check this one out. Headline. A lot of people asking, what is J.D. Vance, you know, kind of falling out with Trump? Why wasn't he at Mar-a-Lago watching the Venezuelan raid? This took off on X. Well, the Daily Wire got the answer to that question. Vice President Vance was deeply integrated in the process of planning the Venezuela strikes. He was watching, but from somewhere else. Why? Because Vance was kept away because the administration was becoming uneasy about having both men in the exact location, the same exact location, given the security conditions. They call it a designated survivor scenario. Folks, I'm sorry. Modern times. You ever heard of anything like this? Ever? Why? No, because the Uniparty was always in charge. They took turns. Bush went, his turn. Clinton went, his turn. Uniparty control. Trump in Uniparty. She's got to figure out how to survive. We've never seen this before. And you know why this is going on? They have to worry about being killed. Because when the people seize the gatekeeping function, as we did with X, and you see that the mob on X doing better journalism than I've ever seen in my life from the mainstream media, as Nick Shirley did over Christmas with that 42-minute video recorded on his phone. Folks, no barrier to entry. Well, I don't know what the last mainstream media story was that got 148 million hits. And that was just the original video. There's hundreds of millions of more of the clips. There's been no news agency in my life with that kind of power. And he's some kid whose name we didn't know 2 weeks ago. He just took down a governor. Why? It's long overdue. You do stuff like that and they try to kill you. Believe me. And it is a trifecta. It really is. And that's why I was so glad this weekend to see Elon Musk having dinner with Donald Trump. The two of them ain't gonna make it alone. They're not. Musk needs Trump and Rubio to protect him in Europe because they want to censor us. The Democrats do, using the Euroweenie censors. They're already talking about seizing 6% of his revenues from all of his companies, not just X, as punishment for not censoring. We are going to have to pound Europe into the ground. Folks, Europe is our enemy at this point. Get that straight. We have better allies in Latin America than we do in Europe. We shouldn't be protecting them anymore. Screw them. When your position is the UK, we have the right to extradite American conservatives for speech trials. When you have France asserting that they intend to extradite Elon Musk, Riley Gaines, Benny Johnson, and Donald Trump for speech trial violations, you're not our allies. You're a bunch of thugs. I'll take my chances with Vladimir Putin. He's not trying to extradite me. I'll take him. I don't even like the guy. It's all changing so fast. The Uniparty is losing its grip. They're losing its grip because of free speech, and that creates dangerous times. And that is why, folks, the Trump administration, we've never seen this before. Not in modern times. Trump administration has to keep J.D. Vance away from Mar-a-Lago so Trump and J.D. won't be in the same place at the same time. Why? They can't have the country fall to the Uniparty. What you want? Mike Johnson is president? He'd be owned by them. He'd be like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Who's toes do I lick next? They know it. Nobody else can do it but the three of them. That's it. Maybe Rubio. I still don't trust him yet. He was Gang of Eight and pushing amnesty with Lindsey Graham a decade ago. So we'll see. But whatever. He's a great Secretary of State. Can't fault him for that. And then, folks, these transgender, somebody's sending these transgender people, folks. Somebody is programming them and sending them. This is ridiculous. The furries, the transgender, Tyler Robinson, the January 6th bomber. And now this guy. A dude, William DeFore, who goes by Julia, because of course he does. A deranged hammer-wielding vandal busted out the windows of J.D. Vance's home in Cincinnati. J.D. wasn't home, thank God. Lunatic. Who is he? His father is a prominent doctor, successful Harvard University grad, professor, lives in a $1.3 million house. You know he got all the Democrat propaganda growing up. You know he did. Donated to Kamala Harris. Thousands of dollars to Joe Biden. Folks. But I'm really glad they're getting it because I've been very afraid that Trump or JD would be killed. It would do for another assassination attempt. Now you got, I mean, the Iranians put a fatwa on Trump. They've already sent two assassins to kill him. We got them both. They're pending trials. I'm pretty sure that the overseas accounts, the Butler guy, was dealing with are probably Iranian. We know, by the way. You know Congress has subpoenaed those again this summer? Ron Johnson, Republican, from Kash Patel's FBI. We know you cracked his phone, including his overseas accounts, in 30 minutes. Was on the phone. You know when the information was due? September. It's January. Kash Patel didn't bring it forward. Till he does, I consider the FBI still controlled by the enemy. I bet it was Iran. Or some sort of Iran Democrat nexus. Why else wouldn't they bring it forward? Has Trump seen it? Bet he hasn't. Can Cash even get it? Don't know. Dan Bongino said to heck with it, though. He's out of there. Well, he can still have a podcasting career because he knows the FBI's cooked. Credibility-wise, he cannot be associated with Cash Patel anymore. Cash Patel is either too weak to reform the FBI or just doesn't care to. But there's been no firing, so who knows? But you know what? I'm getting sidetracked. Here's the thing, folks. When you see that an American president and his vice president cannot appear together anymore, and they tell you that, that's why he wasn't at Mar-a-Lago for the raid. We've never seen this before. And you know what it means? We're winning. We'd be trying to kill him if we weren't. Oh, I didn't tell you this. This is a crazy part. Okay? Because Trump can't keep track of everything. Nobody could. No human being. Did you hear what Judicial Watch is doing? You know, the Conservative Legal Foundation. I donate to them regularly. You should too. They do amazing work. They're suing the Trump administration right now. Specifically, the Secret Service. Do you know why? They got information that the Secret Service has been leaking Trump's locations to liberal groups. And that was how Code Pink, the communist whack job group, who, by the way, protests with Palestinians. You think they'd like to kill Trump? Sure they would. Showed up at that restaurant, knew exactly where Trump would be, and got within arm's length of him, screaming in his face that the Secret Service has been leaking his locations. They are suing the Trump administration, the Secret Service, for all emails and cell phone communications of the agents involved in that incident guarding Trump and around Trump. Good, I hope they get it. They say they have a tip that's what's going on. I don't doubt it. Folks, I really wish Trump would either hunker down inside the White House or Mar-a-Lago and just not leave till we take control of the country back.